Six-step method to handle difficult people. On occasion, you have to handle difficult people. But there are two major contexts in which that can occur. 1. When you are the one who is taking the initiative to speak first. 2. When the other person is the one who is taking the initiative to speak first. Meaning, you are minding your own business, when suddenly, wham! Out of nowhere, an angry person appears and starts to give you grief. That grief may be born out of something that you did wrong, or it might be born out of some complaint over poor service, or over what someone else has said. Whatever the initial cause of the problem, the angry person has taken you by surprise, and you have to suddenly deal with this difficult person. What to do? How should I deal with a difficult person? Here are the 6 steps to deal with a difficult person. Here is the method in brief. Read it, and then we will go through it step by step. Listen. Empathize. Question. Answer. Confirm. Close. Let us go through the 6 conflict management steps, one by one. 1. Listen. Listen without too much interruption. Let the other person talk themselves out. Let them get it off their chest. Don't argue. Just listen. Nod your head. Wait. Take some mental notes. Keep breathing. After a while, the other person will slow down and will ask you for a response. 2. Empathize. Show some empathy for the other person's feelings. Reflect back what you think is the essence of their complaint. Say something like, "So if I am reading you correctly, you are angry because you have not received what you were promised, is that right?" 3. Question. Now you have got the emotions out of the way, it is time to uncover the facts. Question the person to discover the facts behind the feelings. What exactly has gone wrong? What was the original agreement? Made by whom? With whom? When? What exactly has happened since that time? Get the facts straight. 4. Answer. When you have your facts straight, then give the best answer that your knowledge and company policy permits. Tell them what you can do. Tell them what you cannot do. Make sure the other person understands your answer. Note that they don't have to like your answer. They don't have to agree with your answer. But they must understand the reason for your answer. 5. Confirm understanding. Summarize your answer and check that the other person understands your answer. You must make your answer clearly understandable and logically reasonable. Be clear. Be logical. If they don't like your answer, go back to stage 1 and repeat stages 1 through to 5. 6. Close the conversation. Once the answer is understood, and if agreement is gained, then close the conversation and move away from the difficult person. Once an agreement is gained, don't keep talking about it. If you have an agreement, leave the scene. If you have no agreement, then refer the complainant to the next level up the organization hierarchy. If you have an agreement but can't leave the scene, then change the subject of the conversation. In any case, don't keep talking about the contentious topic. Once you have an agreement, stop talking. Summary of how to deal with difficult people. Here is the 6-step method, in brief. Listen without interruption. Empathize with their feelings. Question down to get the facts. Answer their complaint. Confirm understanding of your answer. If necessary, return to point 1. Close the conversation. Thank you.